Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome into our studios a first-timer, a rookie here at Conducting Conversations, but a man with a great deal of experience. We just met a few weeks ago, and his name is Ken Moden. He is a composer, a musician, a recording artist. I think on occasion he's washed a car, all kinds of things. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a thrill to be here.
Well, it's great to meet you. We hit it off when we met a few weeks ago at the Music Mansion in Providence. You were doing some recording. And I said, you sound like an interesting guy, so let's get you on the air and have our audience find out about you. And let's start at the beginning. Are you a local person, Rhode Island?
I am. I live in southern Rhode Island, Richmond, Rhode Island, just a few miles from your studio here.
Richmond, Rhode Island. Good. And how long have you been in that area?
I've been a Rhode Islander most of my life. I came back about 7 years ago and relocated to Richmond, Rhode Island.
Born in Rhode Island?
I was born in Michigan, but grew up in Rhode Island.
I don't know. All right, we'll continue. But what part of Michigan?
I'm a transplant. I was in the Ann Arbor area for a while, and also lived in Cass City for a period of time, Pontiac area as well.
Grew up, went to school then in that area?
No, I didn't. I came to Rhode Island when I was 4 years old, and I've been a Rhode Islander ever since, except for a 9-year stint in Northeast Pennsylvania, where I met my wife and then moved back to Rhode Island about 8 years ago.
Excellent. All right. So you're, you know, from four, we take that. We accept that. You're, you know, you're one of the guys. But you own a company called Shady Lee Productions. And you were doing some recording, as I mentioned, and Shady Lee Productions, is that something new that has been started in your life, or is this a long-term thing?
It is. It's a long-term dream, but a fledgling company. I recently had an amazing opportunity through the VA as a veteran to go back to school for some training. And years ago, I studied music formally at the Modern School. Later, at the University of Rhode Island, I studied composition. But most recently, I had the opportunity to go back to school through the VA and graduated just this past June in 2021 with a degree in digital media productions.
And you're over 30 years old.
You know, it would have been easier at 30, I can tell you, but at 64, I started when I was 60. It was quite a challenge, I can tell you.
So Shady Lee Productions does what in general?
It is a multimedia company that brings a variety of services to people for web content, voiceover work, video productions, video editing, music composition, sound design, soundtracks, photography, and the list goes on, recording.
Wow. Well, now I've found some place to send people to say to me, how do I get into voiceover work? Now I can send them right to you.
Well, during one of the summers away from school, I did go to a company out in New York and got some formal training as a voiceover artist, and that was spectacular. I really enjoyed that.
Excellent. All right. And so Shady Lee Productions, someone can obviously hire you or rent facilities from you? How does that work? If somebody's interested in recording, particularly music, I know that that's going to be the focus of today's program, music that you've recorded and so forth, they can just check your website?
They can. ShadyLeeProductions.com is my website. And I recently did a lot of recording in my home studio, which is fully appointed, with some local musicians, including some of my own music as well. And when you met me at the Music Mansion, I had an interest in particularly Dr. Don Rankin, who was having his last performance there. And I thought for posterity, I would go and set up some video and audio equipment to record his last performance. He's a personal friend and a mentor of mine, a retired professor from the University of Rhode Island. And I thought as his last performance, I really wanted to bless him with a capture of that.
Excellent. We'll get to hear part of that a little bit later.
Yes.
But why don't we get to a piece of music just to set the mood and tell us what this first track is that we're gonna hear.
Well, this is from that recording just a couple of weeks ago at the Music Mansion. Deborah Zelig and Andrew Welch. Deborah Zelig's a soprano, Andrew Welch, an extraordinary pianist, doing a six-movement piece inspired by a poet who inspired Claude Debussy. And we're going to hear the first movement of that piece.
All right, let's give it a listen.
We shall now begin today's music program with Deborah Zelig and Andrew Welch.
So recorded at the Music Mansion in beautiful downtown Providence, actually up on the hill, College Hill, for those people that might not have been there. The mansion has been around for a long time. 1928 it opened, and it's kind of a hidden gem, a beautiful spot for chamber music or piano music, that kind of thing. And I understand, by listening to that piece, you did it justice. It's not easy always to record and capture that feeling of the moment, right?
It isn't, and thank you for that. With this particular setup, I was a last-minute addition, as the soprano was, the person that was supposed to perform.
It probably worked out better that you were recording rather than singing a soprano.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. But with that said, I had to set up so that I was somewhat transparent and didn't distract the performers at all. So my microphone setup wasn't exactly where I wanted it, but we still got a good capture, enough to do this.
Well, it's a great room for that type of thing. So uh, you, It did well. Let's move along and talk about this next piece.
Ben Nacar, a wonderful pianist who came up really through private lessons as opposed to formal music education, did an extraordinary job with Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And a very unique arrangement that he did. I want to make it clear that we're only going to be hearing snippets that I've edited together. So if the piece doesn't flow, as you might think, it's because of that. I had to start partway in. As you know, it's a very long piece.
Right. And this is normally a 12-minute piece, and you've got it down to 3 minutes and 5 seconds.
Sure. There's two segments to this, Mike, starting somewhere about 7 minutes in, and then I dovetailed that with the ending.
All right, we'll give that a listen now. Beautiful piece of music, and now we're going to get to the reason for all of this, pretty much, Don Rankin himself, Dr. Don Rankin, as you mentioned.
That's right.
And tell us a little bit about your experience with him, and I know that you studied with him.
I did indeed. I started at the University of Rhode Island as a voice student and fell in love with their composition program, and during that time, Dr. Don Rankin became my piano teacher and professor. And later became a friend, a client, and our friendship has continued long beyond that. And now that he's retired and doing his last performance at the Music Mansion, I really wanted to capture that just to honor him.
And so that's what we're about to hear?
Yes, indeed.
Tell us about this piece.
Well, this is Gabriel Fauré, a trio in D minor. And we're doing an excerpt from the first movement. And he's accompanied by violinist Polinka de Rochemont, if I'm saying that correctly, I hope, and Elizabeth Reardon on cello. And this, again, is just a segment of the of that first movement.
See, if you knew Elizabeth better, you'd call her Bunny. But that's all right. That's another story. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Fauré joins some other very distinguished composers as one who writes very late in life, long after most people have retired. This piece was written when he was 78.
Shady Lee Productions is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. Very happy to be sitting with Ken Moden, who is the multimedia artist. I love that title, Ken. That's a multimedia artist, and he does a little bit of everything. He's a composer. We talked briefly about that and the fact that he has a studio and so forth. If you'd like information, you can go to Shady, L-E-A, Productions, Shady Lee Productions at .com for information about that. And can I see on your business card, you even have one of those old-fashioned things, a phone number. Now, if people call, they can actually reach you?
It's one of my preferred methods of communication. It really is. It works so well.
401-360-4951. So If you just want to do something different, going back in time, just call Ken up and say hello. You know, people don't use the phone very much anymore.
I actually answer it, too, when it rings.
There you go. It's amazing. Now, Shady Lee Productions, we've talked about, was doing some recording at the Music Mansion. We just finished listening to Don Rankin playing there for what was proposed to be his last performance. And I'm always a little suspicious of that. I think he's just holding out for more money.
Well, I'm trying to convince him to continue. But he did step down after serving the Music Mansion for 57 years, which
right.
is a remarkable run.
Right.
Of service.
He is an amazing man and amazing talent. And we're glad that we had what we did of him.
I'm thrilled. I really am. It was a joy.
All right. In our musical journey here through Shady Lee Productions, what's next?
Well, what's next is what I'm doing in my own home studio. A gentleman by the name of Dave Georgie, who is a real advocate and supporter of music venues that present live music. He's a disciplined guitar player who started lessons at the age of 60. He recently recorded in my studio a number of times, with more to come. He is an advocate of authentic old-time music, and he has promulgated that with an upcoming CD, which is being pressed as we speak, with 15 early American old-time songs from the 1600s.
Wow.
Presented with guitar and authentic clawhammer-style banjo. And those will be the first two pieces that we hear. They're just short little ditties. Long before Netflix, Mike, when the fiddle or the banjo or the guitar was the primary means of entertainment. And people would, after dinner, clear the dishes, move the furniture out of the living room. The fiddles would come out, the banjos would come out, and they'd have a hoedown. And that was the early American, the frontiersman's entertainment.
It was. So we're going to listen to those two pieces, one right after the other, correct?
We are indeed, yes.
Here we go. Thank you. there you go, some good old early Americana memories, but still very active today. A lot of people are picking up the banjo and instruments like that, and because it's a simpler time.
It is indeed. I think times that we're reflecting back and maybe wanting to bring back, there's a great following of this music and a culture of it as well here in Rhode Island and throughout the United States that seems to be growing.
So it seems like when this CD is finished and ready for release, you have to come back with him and we'll do a show on that.
Now, wouldn't that be fun? I'm sure he'd love
that.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, where do we go now?
Well, this next piece is written by a local named Joe Jobeck, and Dave Georgie, who you just heard on guitar, has been pooling musicians and bringing them to my studio to perform these pieces. This is a wonderful little love song with a twinge of regret about what might have been, and that's the title of it, What Might Have Been. It also features classical guitarist Victor Main on guitar, Keith Olson on double bass, and Bill Jones on fiddle.
Covered in the rust and dust of time is a memory I keep of a love that'll never be. We were foolish when we were young. We let our passion run. Say goodbye to summertime. You went her way and I went mine. Every now and then I thank her again with a twinge of regret. Every now and then I think of what might have been. She had the bluest of blue eyes. Knew I missed her when she left. Should have told her how I felt, but I had to find myself. Looking back now, was a fool to let it in. Love comes along, should embrace it while you can. Every now and then I think her again with a twinge of regret. Every now and then I think of what might have been.
Great music, Ken. I think we have time for one more piece in this segment. What do you have?
What I have is from a remarkable young woman named Tara Sheeran. She's an actress, guitar player, singer-songwriter, graduate of LIPA, Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts in England. She wrote this song. It's a very sensual and sweet, romantic tune. And I had the opportunity to play percussion on this. She was so well prepared. I played percussion and drums, and she did it this session in just minutes. It was remarkable how well prepared she was. So here you are, cup of tea.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Good night. We part our ways until the early bright. Somewhere else, but I can still clutch tight. Just like the crickle on the tang and no more. of my lukewarm blush. Hush, hush. 12 o'clock and the hours are just too much. Melting. But it's okay, cause it's different than burning. It's brightness.
Shady Lee Productions, and Ken Modem is here. And Ken, we have a lot of music that we want to listen to yet in the program, some pieces of yours. So I'm just going to let you talk about it and get it in as much as possible.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Well, the pieces that you're about to hear, there's three of them, are from my solo piano CD titled Living Waters, which was recorded in 2010. I composed and arranged all of these pieces and performed all of these pieces. The first one, titled A Dance with Life, is a sprightly piano piece that ends with a bang, composed in 2009. This next piece is titled It Doesn't Really Matter. Composed in 1986, this piece of music came out the first time exactly as you hear it in this recording. It was about a solemn and difficult moment in life where I had to convince myself it doesn't really matter.
Well, Ken, I want to thank you for coming into the studio tonight, bringing your music and your experience to our audience. It's been great, but obviously we've run out of time, and we're going to have to do another show. So you have to say, yes, I'll come back, Mike.
Yes, I will come back, Mike. And thank you for having me. It's been a thrill
right.
to be here.
It's been great. I know we have one more piece that you composed that you want to get in here. We'll do that, and then we'll look forward to another one.
Sure. This is titled Living Waters. It's the title track, where I played pianos, drums, and percussion, and synthesizer for the strings.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.